how did your dog get you into trouble? So my dog always has a tell whenever we get home. And we open the back door. And typically, if we've been gone, you know, a couple hours or a few hours or something like that, my dog Dougal will take his time to get to the back door. Like, he'll have been sleeping on the couch or whatever, and he's a little stretchy boy, and he walks in, he's like, oh, hi, guys. You know, kind of gets over. But if he's done something that he knows is wrong, he will be right at the door and run out immediately.
Oh.
And so,
like, trying to run away from the scene of the crime?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay. And so immediately we're like, what did you do? What did you do? And then we're asking each other, we're like, what did he do? Yep. What did he do?
Yep. And then you have to go search.
You have to search. Yeah. You're like, okay, what was this supposed to be right here? Where was it? What's going on?
Well, it's normally Peaches. Peaches is always the guilty one. So anytime I look at her now, she's kind of hunkering down.
Mm.
Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been in trouble so much, I just feel like I'm always in trouble now.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. And I have to remind her, like, no, you're fine now. You're fine now. You know when mommy's mad, though.
We got a text from a listener who said Gucci, their pit, where he recently, you know, passed away.
Aww.
But when he was a puppy, he was just happy to be alive, and he would open, and then when they would open the door, he would run out, and the TARC bus was in the front opening its doors, and he would just get on the TARC bus, greet all the old ladies, and then leave.
Screaming old ladies. They were not. They were a little,
that's hysterical.
They were a little
scared. Oh my gosh! What's a dog doing on here?
This dog is going to attack us,
like,
on the bus.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to say hi. How are you?
They don't understand that not everyone wants to be greeted.
My dog has zero idea of personal space. Zero.
Yeah, exactly. No social cues. Yes. Well, I have three pugs, and I think pug owners kind of naturally just think everyone's going to love your dog, even if three of them are running at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not everyone does.
Oh, Tina.
I love that.
My golden retriever ate the entire batch of donuts I baked for my boss's brunch party.
Oh!
I had to show up empty-handed, explain my dog has a donut problem.
Oh, no.
It's like, hey, Tina, weren't you supposed to bring donuts? Yeah,
yes, I was.
I was. I had a dozen of them here.
I did.
Made them all fresh. Dog decided he was going to eat them.
If my dog could talk, he would tell you. I would make him tell you. Mike says, my bulldog chewed through my now ex's designer purse.
Oh, no.
Which wouldn't have been a problem if he hadn't already been fighting about how immature I was.
Dang. Linda, my Yorkie tripped me while I was carrying laundry down the stairs. I ended up in the hospital after breaking my ankle. My husband still laughs when we talk about it.
Yes, especially little dogs can get underfoot constantly.
Big dogs do. My dog is always in the way because my dog has zero idea of personal space.
Again, I think that is just straight a flat dog characteristic. Jason, my pit mix, jumped on the kitchen counter, knocked over a candle, caught a hot pad on fire, set off the smoke alarm. The fire department did show up, and our apartment building had to be evacuated.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah.
He was just,
that is much.
He just wanted to help cook. That's all he wanted to do. That's all he wanted to do. He was just a really helpful boy. We're talking how your dog got you into trouble.
Michelle, my husky knocked over my boyfriend's new 85-inch TV while chasing a bee.
Oh.
Wound up having to buy him a new $5,000
TV. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, those are crazy. For a bee.
Dang.
But in his mind, he's, I am going to save you from the bee, Mommy. I know that they can sting, and I am going to try to chase him out of the house for you, Mommy. You are welcome. Probably didn't even catch the bee.
Oh, Jennifer, my lab stole my neighbor's Amazon package. Turned out to be lingerie. Now, every time I see him, he winks at me. Ew.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
He must have, like, it must have been one of those soft packages, and the dog must have just been like a little chewy boy.
Tear through
it a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Olivia, my lab chewed through my purse, my wallet, and the $200 I had in my wallet.
Oh.
I discovered fragments of $20 bills in his poop for the next week.
Actually ate it. Not just chewed it up, ate it.
Yeah, no, that was, I lived that when I was first dating my husband and Sadie, his yellow lab. I just bought these beautiful Michael Kors heels and put them in the box on the bed. And then we went back out. And that dog ate one entire shoe. The only thing left was a little silver ring on the side of the strap. Oh, that geez. Was it. Yeah. That it was disintegrated. That was disintegrated.
Dogs are fun, aren't they?
I didn't even get to wear one.
Mary said, Loki, my pocket bully, was I was taking a shower. Heard this big old noise, looked down. There he is just looking at me. Hi, Mom. Water all over the place because, of course, the shower curtain gets you all messed up. It was cute. Yes. Couldn't get mad.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, gosh. Whitney says, my Great Dane gets on the counter and steals bananas. She's also learned how to peel them herself.
Wow, that's funny.
That's a talented dog right there.
One last one. Tim, my border collie bolted on me while I was jogging, yanked the leash, and I face planted into a tree, breaking my nose.
Oh.
Thanks, buddy.
Ouchie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you're not expecting it and they bolt and it's like you get jolted,
Yeah, and they have a little bit of strength. Yeah,
for sure. All right. Well, hey, thanks for those stories. That's fun.
They're still 20 out of 10.
That's right. They're just trying their hardest.
Yes.
They just want to be good boys and girls. Absolutely. That's all they're trying to do.
Yep.